Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. I'm Jeff Gambit. Today is Tuesday, October 20th, 2015. With me today, Dave Hamilton. How are you, Dave?
I am well, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. I'm also glad that John Martellaro is here. How are you, John?
I am stupefyingly good this morning.
That's pretty impressive. That accounts for why I'm having to wear shades in the studio.
Yep.
Totally makes sense. Hey, we have a sponsor this week, and that sponsor is Drobo, the RAID-type storage system that you can attach to your computer or your network. Now, I am using a Drobo 5D on my network. Well, actually, just connected directly to my computer. It connects right through the Lightning port, which is awesome because it's crazy fast. But there's also the 5N, which connects to your network. And that's cool because you can have all this storage available to everyone on your network, or you can use this as a media server. And one of the things that I like about the 5N is that you can actually add apps directly to your Drobo. So you can get, say, like the Plex app and pop that on there. And now your Drobo has become your home media server. And if you start off with, say, a couple drives in it, okay, that's cool. And if you need more storage, you just pop more drives in. And you don't have to shut off anything while you're doing it. You just pop the cover off, stick a drive in, and keep going. And if you have a drive fail, which is something I had to deal with, actually fairly recently, not a big deal. You just get a replacement drive, pop out the one that's failed, stick the new one in, and you haven't lost any data. Everything just works. You have your storage, and you're good to go. Don't have to worry about configuring anything. It just works. And I love that. Now, yesterday, I said that I was going to get us a discount code, and I managed to do that. So get your pencil ready, because the discount code is TMO100. Now, here's what you do. Take that discount code and go to drobostore.com, and then you can pick out a Drobo Mini, a Drobo 4-Bay, or a Drobo 5N, and you're going to get $100 off. So that's a pretty sweet deal right there. And I love that the Drobo people put that together for us. So head over to drobostore.com. Use that discount code TMO100. And I'm really happy with my Drobo, and I'd like for everyone else to be happy too. So get yourself a $100 discount and get yourself a cool little RAID setup, right for your own computer or for your network. Thank you, Drobo, for being our sponsor. Okay, now what I wanted to get into for topics today, we found out yesterday, it was yesterday, Tim Cook said that Apple Music has 6.5 million paid subscribers right now. So this is after the initial three-month free trial window ended. Was that October 1st? Was the first day of actual paid users?
It might have been September 30th. No, you're right. October 1st, Jeff, was the
okay,
right.
Okay, so ended yep, September right. 30th. Those of us that continued to pay or began to pay, that started on October 1st. So 6.5 million paying subscribers after 3 months of service. And then there's another 8.5 million people that are currently in the middle of their own three-month trials. So we've gone from nothing, which is what Apple had when Apple Music started 3 months, well, 3.5 months ago now, to 6.5 million paid subscribers. That's below where Spotify is right now, which shouldn't be any surprise because Spotify has been around for years, whereas Apple Music's been around for months. Spotify right now has 20 million paid subscribers. They also have their free tier, so they have, I believe it's about 75 million users total if you take into account their free users.
I believe that's right. Yeah.
Yes. So here we are with some real numbers from Apple about what they have for users now that people are actually paying. I am paying, by the way, just so you know. And I'm happy with it. This is the first music subscription service that I've actually felt like paying for. Now, I wanted you guys on because I have a feeling you have some interesting thoughts and questions about where Apple Music is today.
Yeah, I so it's important to note Spotify announced their 20 million back in it was June or July. So that's a relatively recent number. That's certainly recently enough to be relevant. One very interesting tidbit that was shared as part of that news was that the second 10 million, so the 10 million on top of their first 10 million to make 20, was acquired in the last year. So it took them several years to acquire their first 10 million users, and then in the last year they acquired another 10 million. Apple has acquired 6.5 million in 3 months. They might be on that same track, right, to have 10 million paying users in a year. And I think that speaks to a lot of things, but specifically it speaks to people's readiness for a streaming music service in their lives. So that's good. That's interesting. Where it gets really interesting is that everybody got excited that Tim Cook shared these numbers and thought, oh, we have the end-all be-all here. 6.5 million paying users. That's the answer we've been looking for. When in fact, no, it's only part of the answer. In fact, it leaves more questions on the table than it answered because with Spotify's 20 million people, you assume, and it's safe to assume, that each of their paying users is paying whatever the rate of in their country is, which in the U.S. is $9.99 per month for a single Spotify user.
Which is the same for a single user for Apple Music.
Yep, and everybody seems to make the same assumption that therefore means that Apple has, you know, roughly one-third the revenue from their streaming music service that Spotify does and that customers are paying en masse one-third to Apple that they are, that other customers, or perhaps the same customers. I have both Spotify and Apple Music right now, but I'm probably an anomaly in that way. Once Apple Music gets to Sonos, I think Spotify gets booted. And the reason for that has everything to do with something that nobody's mentioned, and that's that Apple has two pricing tiers. They have their individual user, which is $9.99, and then they have a family plan, which is $14.99, at least here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. That family plan allows for up to six people to use the service. Now, there's a limitation on that, in that you have to; those six people have to be part of your iCloud family plan, which means that App Store purchases are possible by all the sub-members of the family plan, and they get billed to the master member of the family plan. So unlike the folks that share Spotify accounts amongst their friends, there's a whole lot less incentive for people. In fact, you're disincentivized to share your Apple Music with your friends because it now means that one person is responsible for everyone's app purchases too, unless you get creative with gift cards and that sort of thing. But what this all really means is we have a question still. How many people are subscribed to Apple Music paying $10 a month? Mm-hmm. And how many people are subscribed paying, say, $3 to $5 a month? Which is about what it comes out to per person when you look at the family plans, right? Depending on how many people are in there, that's what we're looking at. So,
and we also don't know what the average number of people in a family plan is.
Right, which is why I say $3 to $5 a month. I mean, it's going to be somewhere in there.
So when you say 6.5 million, Dave, you mean that's the aggregate of all the people and all the family plans?
Well, that's we don't know, right? Uh-huh. And I've asked Apple, but they didn't say that there's, you know, 6.5 million paid accounts. Right, they said paying customers, and I realized this was, you know, an off the cuff remark, but there was nothing accidental about it, right? It's unclear whether this means that there's only, you know, that one paying, like me paying for my family plan, does that count as one or does it count as four? And I'm guessing it counts as four. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Number one, it beefs up the number, right? So that's
right.
Yeah, but beyond that, I've talked to some people in the industry and the music industry is pretty convinced behind the scenes that the right price for a streaming music service is $3 to $5 a month per person. They just are petrified at actually announcing that sort of pricing because if you drop to that, will someone else drop just below you? And now suddenly,
and
a year
from
now,
to the bottom.
You've got a race to the bottom. That's right. That no one really wants. But they know that the right price is $3 to $5 a month. You'll notice that Spotify, who I'll add is partly owned by the labels themselves, has not gotten approval to do a family plan there. Customers have been clamoring for it for years. Spotify doesn't have the approval to do it. Apple got it. I think part of that approval is that Apple's seen as a trusted player, but also I really think that the limitation on the family plan with Apple, that it's tied to your iTunes store account, I think that makes for a more comfortable test for the labels, because it's truly a family that's going to be doing it as opposed to a group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm it's just very interesting, and I believe fully that the labels are using this as a test to see how things go with people paying $3 to $5 a month, what the retention is like, what the usage is like, you know, all of these things that they get to look at, they get to do as a test here without actually announcing that pricing is $3 to $5 a month per person.
That's really interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
Yep. Yep. And no one seems to have yet. I've got a piece that I've been putting together about it. It's going to be interesting to watch this evolve, because I think we're in the middle of a huge test here that's an industry-wide test, not just a test for Apple.
Okay, so Dave, do you think that that if this test goes well, that at some point Apple's going to get the blessing from the record labels to announce a $4.99 a month individual plan?
I think Spotify will announce it first.
Interesting.
Right? Why wouldn't they?
Well, okay. So, yeah, they're personally owned by the labels.
Yep. Because it could be Spotify's answer, right? They can come out and say, hey, we don't really have the infrastructure in place to do a true family plan, right? I mean, Spotify has their, like, you can add users for $5 on top of your 10. Really, what you need to do is just get that first user down to 5, right? So they're halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's expensive, right? For $15 a month, I can add 6 people on Apple's plan. For $15 a month, I can add 2 people on Spotify's. That's not, it's better than 20, which is what it would be to get, you know, double billing. But
yeah, but it's not great.
It's not great, especially when you have, you know, that sort of average family size of 3 to 5 people. Now suddenly it's like, whoa, this is crazy money. You know, that doesn't make sense. So I think we'll see Spotify come out with a revision to their billing system that just gives people individual plans, which is what they have now, right? You can get individual plans, and I think the prices will come down. And it'll be their way of saying, well, we need to offer a better family plan to compete with Apple, and so here we go. So I think it gets to be this experiment that is carefully crafted and scripted through the through its paces, and that the script has already been written.
Interesting. All right, so now I'm ready for my $9.99 a month Apple Music subscription to drop price.
Yeah, and then right. And then once Spotify announces the lower pricing, okay, well now Apple then can come in and say, "Yep, okay, well we're going to lower ours as well." And then it just all sort of settles in very carefully.
Right. And then at that point, if we drop down to $5 a person, Apple can get rid of their family plan.
Right.
And it's
they
just
could.
$5 a person.
Yeah, but then a family of 4 or 5 is now $20 or $25 a month. I think the number of 15 is the max that you're going to get out of a family.
Well, how many families have 5 people streaming music?
I think you've got a lot with 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, parents and kids.
Parent, 2 parents and your 2.1 kids. That's right. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So what they could do is $5 per person.
Yep.
And then change the family plan so it's $15, but
yep,
it's for 4 to 6 people.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean Apple and it's also important to note, and this wasn't really this wasn't publicized or nobody talked about it, but you know, Apple rewrote Apple Music from the ground up. They did not just take the Beats code base and roll it out, because Beats had, what, like, you know, 100,000 customers or something. Apple Music, day one, with 10 million customers. And they knew that it would, you know, they can't do anything for less than 10 million customers. Beats infrastructure wasn't going to support it. It was going to crumble. So Apple took a lot of the UI elements from Beats, but the infrastructure was rebuilt from the ground up, which gave them the benefit of you know, being able to kind of build these things into their billing system right out of the gate. And that's a good thing. It also meant that they had some stumbles out of the gate because they weren't using a proven system. But, you know, you take the good with the bad, I guess.
Yeah, and those of us that jumped in on day one, we were the beta testers, really. So that by the time that first three-month trial phase ended, or first wave,
that's right,
a lot of those bugs have been worked out for everyone else.
Yep.
And we didn't have to pay to be a beta tester.
That's right. Yeah, right. It was free. Yeah. Just keep a backup.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm paying for Apple Music. Dave, you're paying for Apple Music on a family plan.
Mm-hmm.
John, how about you?
Oh, I'm not paying for Apple Music at all. I'm giving it time to settle out. I don't jump right into some of these things because I kind of like to wait, see how things pan out.
You let us live on the bleeding edge, don't you?
There's some things I fall on my sword for, and there's some things I don't. And with music, I'm not that excited about falling on my sword for this. You guys are the music experts. And
we'll take this one for you, John.
Yeah, you take it. Take it for me.
We're okay right now.
Keep testing out those watch stands and let us know which one to buy.
Yeah, that's a fair trade.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody has to have their specialty.
I will say, you know, I really believe that the family plan is Apple's secret weapon. And it was immediately obvious to me the day, like 2 days after we got Apple Music, because we, like I said, we're a Spotify household, but we have one Spotify account that everybody sort of shares. It's connected to Sonos, and Sonos's deal with Spotify lets you play three different tracks simultaneously on your Sonos system from Spotify. But once you're out and about mobile, you can only play one, only one person can play a track at a time, and that includes your household. So if the household is playing something, somebody out and about cannot on their mobile device or whatever.
Oh, okay.
When we got Apple Music, 3 days in, my kids said, "Oh, I like this much better than Spotify." And I was like, "Whoa, okay."
What was
why?
It they liked better? Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, "I don't know." And then finally, it came out that it was that they had their own account now. We didn't have to play. You didn't have to share playlists that we didn't want to share. I mean, obviously you can, and that's part of the fun. But they could create their own playlists. They didn't have to worry about somebody else editing their stuff. And they knew that every time they pressed play, they weren't going to get an angry text message from Dad saying, "Dude, I'm playing Spotify in the house. Knock it off." You know. So yeah, it really is their secret weapon. I firmly believe this in a lot of different ways. And I like I said, I think it's part of this path to kind of lead streaming to where it needs to be price wise.
Awesome. All right. So Apple has right now 15 million users total. That includes the people that are on a trial right now. I'm curious to see how many people Apple has at the end of the year. My assumption as an absolute expert in all things, is that Apple would be able to keep probably a third of their trial members, which means that that they should be able to continue to grow. And so now it's just a matter of seeing how much they can grow and how quickly it really comes.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, we're out of time. So, Dave, thank you for being here today.
No, this is my pleasure. I'm excited about this. You know, and I love I emotionally support all conspiracy theories. So the fact that we get to see one here is awesome.
I'm glad that I got to be a part of it with you. John, thank you for being here today as well.
You're welcome.
It's awesome to have both of you here. It's also awesome that Drobo is our sponsor this week. Go check out check out the Drobo Mini, the Drobo 4A, and the Drobo 5N, because those are the ones you can get $100 off of when you go to drobostore.com and use the discount code TMO100. And start backing up your data and making your media servers just easy. Just do it. And listeners,
or four in binary.
Yeah. Oh, John, you're the best. Listeners, thank you for being here today. We will see everyone again tomorrow.